show Rabin, we have water that belongs to the public. It's public water. Ein nesarim, that a guy has no right to make nisayay nesachir. It belongs to the Rabin, and therefore it was first peheta. Now that a guy comes and worships it, he does not make it osabano. Ha'od the yoch, for the first question, ha'od the yochid nesarim for smashma, if the flow of water is private property, it belongs to a private Jew, then the water would become osabano. The question is why? That was those sugis we had before. That something that's attached to the ground, mechuba, does not become asabano. That was the pasuk we had before. Eloi hehem al hehorim. Only an image on top of the mountain. V'loi yehorim eloi hehem. But the mountain itself, if they worship the mountain itself does not become asabano. Since it's mechuba lekaker, there's no tzfisa tiyadot, a man didn't do anything here. So therefore, even though the goyim actually worship the mountain, it does not become asabano. So we hear also water also. Even though a private person owns this stream, so what? But the Chur HaVinut is a regular stream of water. It's like well water. That was Hashem made it. It's mechuba lekaka. It's not called tzfisa tiyadot. So why, even if it's private, why should it be asabano? Gala. We're talking about what a wave came up. A wave came up out of the water. So Rashi was near, was a type of an ocean maybe. It was near the ocean, had waves. Rashi says, Pomim shenit loshim. Sometimes a wave comes up out of this river. Maybe there are stones there, so there's swift water, it jumps over. Hilkach therefore the yachinisterm, that water that like jumped up, that came out of the water, that water the guy worships should become asamano. So Mar says no, self-safe, still, so the end is, that avnei harshim edaldloninu. If so, tistayin rabbi yechon the yomra asurites. Before we had a question, and this should not be better than that question. Before we had a question, avnei harshim edaldlo, by itself, if you have a mountain, let's say there was an earthquake, and the stones came tumbling down, it was not bidei odom. It was not a tfis bidei odom. Just the stones of the mountain by itself started to move, come out. So we had a shayla before. If a guy now worships those stones, do they become osabano or not? One svar is, since they moved away from the mountain, it's not called mechuber, it's called tolish, so it would become osam. The other svar was no, but it wasn't done through an odom. An odom had nothing to do with taking this stone out of the mountain. It fell out by itself, so maybe it's still mutabano. So we're here also, even though you're telling me now it's little gal, it's little wave that came out of the river, but it came out by itself. It's not that a man caused the wave to come out. So a wave of water that detaches itself from the flow by itself, that's mamish the shalom we had before. If a stone that gets detached by itself from the mountain, and before we had a shalom. So how come we didn't bring a proof from over here? So Marin says, Leitzricha, here the case is, Detafchinu biyodeh. We're talking about that a man himself goes down to the river and like swifts up, takes his hand, like touches the water. He hits the water and he makes the water flow out. So that water that comes out of the river, that's called Tfisas Yadodim. A man caused that water to come out. So that's the difference. If the water comes from a rabbin, comes from a well that belongs to the rabbin, the water is still mutabano. But if the water comes from a yochid, privately owned water, then in such a case, where the man caused this flow of new water, he gave a hit to the river and made the water fall out, that water would become mutabano. Now, Rav Chiya bar Abba ikloi legavlo. Rav Chiya bar Abba went into the city Gavlo. Chaz, he saw a few things there. Chaz, first of all, he saw there the nice Yisrael Jewish girls, the Mi'avrim Yodikhovim. They were getting married to Haznus. They're becoming pregnant from a guy. That's one thing. And secondly, Shemolo V'loitovlu. That they came pregnant from a guy, that guy, he made Mila. He was on his way to become a ger. But V'loitovlu, he did not go to the mikveh yet. So, of course, since he did not go to the mikveh, he's still called like a goy, and therefore it's called B'nai Yisrael are living with goyim, so the kids are mamzerim usunsi. That's one thing he saw. Secondly, he saw Chozo Chamro to Mozgu Oyv to Kechovim. He saw wine that goyim were coming and pouring the water into the wine to dilute the wine, make it drinkable. V'shasu Yisrael, and he saw Jews drinking that wine. Thirdly, chazar termusa, he saw this type of a pri, a very sour pri that you have to cook a lot of times to make it edible. To shalkilu adikachovim, that the goyim were cooking up this pri, the achlu Yisrael, and the Jews were eating it, and they weren't afraid of bishalakum. So when he was walking by, he didn't say anything. When the Chiya Bar Abba passed by this city, he did not say anything. But Osla came to Rabbi Yechanan, then later he came in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Omalei, Rabbi Yechanan said back to him, listen, say, go now to Hichriz and make a proclamation, tell the people there, make achrosa, make an announcement. Al Vinei Yimishno, the children over here from these girls that are living with these Goyim, even though the Goyim have a mila, bris mila ready, but since they did not make a tefillah, go tell them, Al Vinei Shem Mamzerim, that the children are called Mamzerim. We'll soon see why. The kids are called Mamzerim. Secondly, he told them, the Al Yena Mishum Yai Nesach, tell these people that the wine they're drinking is asa. That since the goyim poured the water into the wine that we had before, that's exera, it also makes it yai nesach. You're not allowed to drink such wine. And thirdly, the altar musim, that you're eating these cooked up fruits from the goyim, that's also asa. Mishum vishulay adikachavim. This also goes into the yisr of bishalakim. But he added a reason why. He said, you know why I'm making these three gzeres here? Mishum sheinam b'nei Torah. Because the people here are not b'nei Torah. Meaning, even though mi'ikar adin it could be a smuta, but since the people are not makbid in halachis, if I'll be making for them in this halacha, they'll go further and do worse averes. So therefore, certain times and places that the people are not b'nei Torah, you have to put certain restrictions upon them that they should not come and do worse things. So mashmum yikiradin, these three things were muta. So since the people here were einim b'nei Torah, therefore gave these yisurim. So where's the question? Well, let's see now. First of all, al b'neiim shem mamzerim. First of all, he said that the children here were mamzerim. Why? So where it says Rabbi Yechanan l'taimei. Rabbi Yechanan goes according to his own shita that he owes the oma Rabbi Yechanan li'olam ein ager. A guy is not called a Jew, he's not called a ger. He has to have two things. He has to have Mila and Tfila. And over here, since they did not go to the mikveh yet, they have a regular look like a guy. Even though they started to convert, they already made the Mila, but a Mila by itself means nothing. You have to have a Tfila. So calls them on, they weren't told, but they're still called Goyim. This is Rabbi Yechanan's sheet also that I veit kechavim the Evid, or else Nevid, Evid Kanani, Habua Bas Yisrael, if they live with the Jewish lady, Havlad Mamzer. That's his Gzeira. That's Rabbi Yechanan's sheet. The Maestro, we paskin now, the kid is not a Mamzer. He's only Pogim Lakuna, that's all. He's Pogim for Kayin, but he's not called a Mamzer. Any other Jewish person is allowed to marry her. Since the mother is a Jew, even though the father is a guy, but if the mother is a Jew, it's called a Jewish child. And therefore, a person is allowed to marry him. He's only Pogim Lakuna. But Rabbi Yechanan Pasim, Rabbi Yechanan holds, the kid is called a Mamzer, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's also for the people to marry them.
What do you mean by
Pogim Lakuna? Vegozer al Yenom Mishum Yai Nesach. Now, the second thing he made Xer was, Shabbi Gurus is above here. Gurus was the Bat Sayyid Aleph. Havlad Manzavayenim. The table is a Gozmim. We take out the word Gozmim. It doesn't make sense of Gozmim yet. But the second thing he said was, Al Yenim Mishum Yai Nesach. That he saw the way the Goyim were pouring the water into their wine. So that wine is also. Why? Mishum, they had before, Lech Lech Armina Nazira, Skor Skor Lakam Lesikrov. We tell the Nazir, go away, go away, turn around, go around the Kerem, but do not come close to the Kerem. So Gzerim, we're afraid the Goyim will come to touch our wine, do not drink such wine. The third halacha was, V'yautur musim mishum bishuli of the Gehovim, that this type of a fruit that the Goyim are cooking up for us, he held it's also for Jew to drink, because it's a bishalakim. And he ended off, L'fi shein b'nei Torah, Because the people of this city were not good people, they were not sincere, they were not listening to the halachas. They were making a lot, so you had to be machmer on them. Gemara says, Chaima, what's the reason why it's also the Yainim B'nai Torah? Mashma, only because these people did not listen to the Torah, so you had to be strict upon them. But Mashma B'nai Torah, but normal people that listen to the halachas, then shari, then it would be mutter. So Chud is going on the last case only. The first two cases, Mikra din it's also, that his shita is the kids of Mamzer, or that the wine is also. Only on this third case of this Termusim, here he held it was also only in this city. Question is why? True. Anything that could be eaten raw, you have a carrot that you could eat raw, so now even though the guy cooks it up, still it's mutter. There's no wisdom bishalakim on anything that could be eaten raw. Even though now the guy cooks it for you, there's not that much enjoyment from it, there's no wisdom bishalakim. But over here, this termusim is unedible. If it's raw, you cannot eat it. If so, why do you tell me it's only yasa? Because the ain't b'nei Torah, l'chur, it should be yasa mikra din. Since it's unedible raw, there's an issa bishalakim on it. Samura says no. Rabbi Yochanan, kihach lishnas thriller. Rabbi Yochanan was like the second lashon we had before. Like another kula. The Yomar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Omar Rav, kol she'ena oila l'shulchan shem lachim. Any type of a food that's not that choshev, that would not come up on the king's table, Lilfus Boyasapas, you would not use that food to shmir, to spread heat with the bread. It would not be a good part of the meal. So ain't by Mishum Mishul Adichavim. There it has no list of Bishalakim. If this food is not that choshev, it would not come upon a king's table. And the Mara says Lushan of Lilfus Boyasapas, meaning something like cheese or cheese, meat. Something you'd eat with the bread, the chur mashma, just a snack that you would not eat with the bread, is not also. For the mice, the wheel, even that also is also. But it has to be something, food, chashuva food, that comes upon the table of a king. Tzaddik is, therefore, this termusim really is a simple fruit that is not served on a king's table. Therefore, taima di'ena b'nei Torah. The only reason why I told these people they cannot eat this fruit was because they were not b'nei Torah. So he wanted to be machmer upon them, they should not come to make another lochis. But for b'nei Torah, but if these people would have been b'nei Torah, means mikra din, shari, mikra din, this fruit is muta, because this fruit is not something that's bo al shulchan lochim. It's a very hard thing to understand exactly what does it mean, food coming on the king's table. Because the mice, every single type of food gets on the king's table also, like potatoes. A normal person will eat just cooked potatoes. By a king, they'll make it red and blue and this. They'll put all things into the potatoes with the same potato, just they make it better. So for all type of foods really gets on the king's table. Think to yourself, the Rambam's mashma to throw like this. It has to be chash of a food that if a guest comes to the house, like you want to invite somebody over to eat this. It's like good food that you have people over, you offer them this to eat. Not just simple food that you don't offer them to eat, like cereal. That's a big shal about cereals. Cheerios, would there be an issa bishalakim on it or not? So they once really wanted to make a list, because that's something you invite somebody over. If you have a guest over the house, even though it could be the king, eat Cheerios for breakfast. Why not? If Reagan enjoys Cheerios, he'll eat Cheerios also. But it's not something you have a guest over, you don't serve him Cheerios though. It's not something you have a guest over to serve him. That's not called Erba Shukam Lochim. It's a very difficult thing to know exactly what it is. Hakoponim, these fruits here were not really Erla Shulchan Lochim, therefore, really, it's Mutter. Just since the people here were in the B'nai Torah, for these people, it's a little bit Machmer fun. Right. Boyiminei Rav Kana. They asked the question from Rav Kana. Oyvei kechovim, mal shayir lechanovim legas. Are we allowed, if a Jew owns a wine, a kerem, they own a wine system, now they want to have Goyim bring a truckload of grapes. Are we allowed to have Goyim bring the grapes to the vat? Are we allowed to have the Goyim bring the grapes to the vat? Omalu, also he said back to this also, do not have the Goyim bring the grapes to a vat to make wine. Why? Mishum lech lecharmina diras choschola karmel sikrav again. We tell the Nazir, go away, go away, go around the Kerem, but do not go through the Kerem. See how it's also to have the Goyim even bring the wine.
Not today.
Right, we'll soon see what the heter is. Right, right. They were not machmon this, right. Right, we'll see. Eisver Rav Yehma the Rav Kana. Rav Yehma asked the question back to Rav Kana. How could you say it's also? We have before, there's a sefer that says, Oy ve kichovim, shei vi anovim legas, the salin, if a guy brought the grapes to the vat. So if you brought it in baskets, the salin over the durin,